fake reality bubble part infinity. Fake reality bubbles part infinity. I hate to tell you this. I hate to bust your fake reality bubble, but most people are full of shite. Most people around you, most everything around you is full of shite. Fake reality bubble part infinity, because I probably could talk. I could do this the next 20 years. I really could do videos on this the next 20 years. But one of the reasons that you start to wake up to the fake reality bubbles around you, the people around you, most people are just full of it. You know, they're just telling you what you want to hear. The reason it happens is because everybody has a fake reality bubble inside that they have to overcome, you know? So let's say somebody's just telling you what you want to hear. And one of the reasons is because they're in a fake reality bubble. They don't think they can overcome, trust God to overcome. The battles seem too high, you know? And so they're trying to pull somebody else into some fake reality. And they're looking for bubbles that you believe. They're trying to find out what kind of belief system you have and then become that, you know? And I hate to tell you, it's not just narcissists. It's about 95% of the people out there. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's family, friends, wife, in-laws, government, cousins, aunts, uncles. Yeah, some of these people are psychopaths. Some of them are sociopaths. Some of them are narcissists. Some of them have evil intent. But some of them just living in fear. Instead of by faith, they're living in fear. Some of them they've been beat up by the world so long, they fell into it, you know? It's not a judgment on people, because Jesus went to the cross for everybody, but some people reject the cross, reject reality, reject your health, your wealth, your success. They're jealous because you're disciplined. They're jealous because you have a sound mind. I got attacked online for sound doctrine. I talk about how sound doctrine will give you a sound mind, will give you a peace like a river, you know, and you get attacked. But what I noticed when everybody's got all these fake reality bubbles that they're busting and moving on to the next level, right? It's because you're born in this world believing all the lies. So when I started seeing hurricanes hit places I used to live and just washing it away, it's like, oh, I started thinking, okay. Oh, I was destroying any fake reality that I might believe in. This is why I kind of, it's like, this fake, it wasn't real. It wasn't real, none of it. And God has to wash it all away. The places that I lived in Florida, I lived on the beach in North Carolina. I've worked up in the mountains at a job, and I've did a honeymoon in the mountains. I never really liked the mountains because I like being in the city. All these places I used to go to, or mainly just the certain places I would go to or lived, they got washed away. And before that hurricane, you know, I had conversations with somebody, because the next city over is kind of hilly going towards the mountains, right? I'm not far from the mountains. I'm not far from the beach. I'm not far from the mountains. And I was talking to couple people who ride share and all, they lived in the mountains. I took this one guy, yes, what it was. I took this from, it was like an hour and a half drive. I said, man, this is one of the longest drives on Uber. So we drove towards the mountains, and I said, how in the world do you live in the mountains? I said, I just don't like it. I can't live here at all. it's rough territory. I mean, the hills and the narrow roads, it's rough on the, it's rough. I mean, if you really think about the weather, the snow, I mean, even in the, I mean, before the floods up there, I said, you know, even the rain, the snow, you know, it's dangerous. Being at the beach is dangerous. All the tornadoes that come from the hurricanes, I mean, being on the coast, you know, that's dangerous. Life is dangerous, but there are certain areas that are safer than the other areas. But anyway, most people are, if you really, you step back, most people talk a big talk, but they never follow through. They, whether they intend to or not, that's on them, but most of them never follow through, either because they can't, it's a dream, it's a, they say a lot of stuff that they could never do. But you believe it for a while, then you start to say, wait a minute, they're not even doing that for themselves. How, you know, let's say, I saw one lady one time, she says, I want to rise up and be she said a power woman or a female power leader or something like that. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, first of all, if you want to be a power woman, you're going to have to start being power in your own life. What you eat, what you drink, quit drinking, quit smoking, quit hanging out with the wrong kind of people, because those people ain't power people. Why are you hanging out with people who are not power people and you want to be a power person? Hello? And if you can't find any, be by yourself, you know, and just set your goals and don't listen to nobody else, because you look at where they are, why are you listening to them? Long story short, most people are so full of shite, whether it's you hire somebody to help you do some work, they don't want to do jack. They don't. You hire them to help you because, they're better. You think they're better at that than you are, and you end up having to show them. You rent to somebody, hey, I don't want this loud music, loud noise, smoking, drinking, because it goes through the walls. I mean, you can drink, excuse me. I don't want any loud music. I don't want any smoking, vaping, drugging. I don't care if you drink, whatever, but I don't want any illegal drugs, and I don't want any high foot traffic, because that's a sign of either drug dealers or prostitution. I don't want a high foot tracker. I don't care what you do, but I don't want to see it. And if I did see it, I'd give them a notice, because I might say that, but I'd just give them a 30-day notice, because, you know, I'm not playing that game. Anyway, they come in and say, oh, yeah, I agree. Here's the bylaws. Here's the rules. It's really short list. Keep your area clean. Here's the trash can. I don't want to see a bunch of trash out. I don't want to be a bunch of insanity out on the deck and all that. Oh, yeah. Then they build a tent out on the deck. I build a tent farm out on the deck. And you start to smell smoke coming through the walls. It's like, okay. After you do that about 20 years and you go through enough people, you realize everybody's so full of shite, it ain't even funny. You go to this restaurant and they're talking to you like they're your friend, right? They're your best. They talk a talk like you were their best friend. So they're trying to get you to feel good about going to their restaurant, you know? And then when you quit going, you go away for a week or two or whatever, month, go back. Where you been? I said, well, I had to cut back on bread, you know. Well, I don't like that. It's all about money, people. It's about how they can benefit, how much money they got. It's not about real friendship or in a marriage or dating. It's not about real love. It's not about real sacrificial love, unless you sacrifice for them, but they don't want to sacrifice for you. Everybody's under MK Ultra mind control. Everybody's under psychological warfare. But the biggest thing, nobody's looking at themselves and holding themselves accountable. And nobody's saying, hey, Lord, I'm a sinner. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. I'm the one that messed up. Lord, build my character, make me stronger. Give me some wisdom. health, strength, and help me break these fake reality bubbles that I've been believing. I remember praying about a year and a half ago, Lord, give me strength, wisdom, and knowledge to see through the fakers. And then stuff started happening. It might have been 2 or 3, 4 years. I don't remember. Stuff started happening. Places started getting destroyed. Pandemics come down, shut people down. Inflation drop. People started dropping by the wayside, dropping off here and that. And you start speaking truth, they run and scream and holler, and they try to pull you in their fake world, and they start to throw a fit and scream and holler. And because you won't believe their lies. you don't believe their, you just say, that don't line up. And they keep trying to pull you in and get in and open the door and put their foot in the door, and they're trying to get their hand through the crack in the door and the foot through the door, and you just keep knocking it down, and they think they can wear you down. And after years, you just wait a little while. You say, okay, you know, this sounds good. It looks good, but it looks too good. So let's just sit here and wait for about 30 days, 60 days. Let me just sit back and watch this. Uh-huh. There's a red flag. Yep. What's that mean? That kind of red flag. 2 red flags. Uh-huh. Why are you hanging out with them? 3 red flags. 3rd red flag. Birds of a feather flock together. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. Hello? Fake reality bubbles. Part infinity. But the main thing is, what? It's not them. It's not anybody. It's your government. Oh, I'm mad at FEMA. Upsets me. Look at the spelling of FEMA. It's all about the natural realm down here. You think you can put any trust in weather, in government, in people, in anything? People can talk a big talk. I had a friend one time. He was always doing this. But he always, guess what? He always had a backup program. His mama, his daddy, they always had. The reason they seem to be successful or going somewhere, but it don't last forever, because their mamas, their daddies, they're people who have supported them and they've abused and got over on, eventually they drop. They just walk away because they're tired of being used. Eventually, almost everybody wakes up to a person's character, because they're human too. They're tired of, you've seen it with parents. The kids are just draining them dry. And finally the mom or the dad says, look, either go get a job or live out on the street. You know, you've seen that. Fake reality, even back to the food stuff.